much meat can you slip into a vegetarian entree before you have to stop calling it vegetarian? That's a question I pondered last weekend as I sat in the gorgeous Forest Meadows Amphitheater at Dominican University in San Rafael. In the warm, shadowy late afternoon, as I prepared to watch Marin Shakespeare Company's presentation of A Comedy of Errors, I perused the program, which listed the play I was about to see with the words, by William Shakespeare, followed by the words, adapted and directed by Leslie Chisgall Currier and Robert Currier, which is when I began to wonder about vegetarian cuisine. If the answer is you can put exactly no meat in a vegetarian entree and still call it vegetarian, then is it not perhaps also true that the minute you rewrite passages of a Shakespeare play, replace his material with your own, slip in original songs as exposition instead of whatever Shakespeare wrote, and generally tweak, alter, change, twist, amend, and reconstruct a large number of Shakespeare's actual lines, is it not true that you've just canceled the authenticity of the line by William Shakespeare? It may seem a small quibble, but it's one I care about. Call it a truth in labeling issue. And the truth in this case is that with A Comedy of Errors, remember the word A in that title, I'll get back to it, Marin Shakespeare's company is actually presenting an original musical by playwright directors Robert and Leslie Currier, a play based on William Shakespeare's rambunctious classic of the similar name. Yes, Shakespeare's version, The Comedy of Errors, begins with the word the. So they've even changed the title, which is good, because it is not by William Shakespeare anymore. And why in the world the Curriers would want to give up credit for their adaptation is baffling, because the real truth is, this brand new version of Shakespeare's original is fantastic. It's clever, silly, sexy, fluffy, funny, packed with great artistic ideas, and loaded with outrageous entertainment. In A Comedy of Errors, the Curriers take the basic plot of The Comedy of Errors, along with judicious portions of Shakespeare's distinctive text, and take it for a ride in their crazy car with the music turned up loud. This is, after all, now a musical version, with the action once set in the ancient town of Ephesus moved to rural Texas, the characters transformed into cowboys, rodeo clowns, gun-slinging sheriffs, Wild West madams, a Jewish Indian medicine man, and various square-dancing townfolk, all of whom burst into song or occasionally pick up instruments to sit in with the onstage orchestra. The story, involving two sets of identical twins separated at birth, who appear in the same town on the same day and cause all kinds of misunderstandings, works well in a Wild West setting. And whenever Shakespeare's actual words do appear, blended in amongst a whole bunch of new lines and dialogue, the Texas accent actually makes Shakespeare's words sound, well, it doesn't hurt. In a Southern accent, Shakespeare sounds hilarious and still pretty classy. Extremely well acted, with some ingenious bits of comedy popping up as often as a plastic rodent in a whack-a-mole game, A Comedy of Errors is a coarse, crass, over-the-top delight, with plenty of sexy sweetness to balance the tone. As adapted by the Curriers, this comedy may not be Shakespeare anymore, but whatever it is, it's a whole heap of fun. A Comedy of Errors runs Friday through Sunday through September 29th at the Forest Meadows Amphitheater in San Rafael. Visit marinshakespeare.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.